I get asked a lot by students and by members how often I practice to a click, and the answer is all the time. The click is almost constantly on when I'm practicing, because I know that that's a way for me to instill good time. Now, during my cool down phase, a lot of times I'll eliminate the click and I'll just start soloing, because there comes a point where we become dependent on the click. And you don't ever want to become dependent on the click, because we were made to function and play without a click. So you don't want to be scared to play without a click. You don't want to be scared to play a solo without doing your hi-hat on quarter notes or whatever it may be. You don't want there to be a fear, but you do want to use it as a tool, okay? And remember, airplane mode, airplane mode, airplane mode. I always practice with my phone in airplane mode, and I'm still able to utilize this. So what we're going to utilize now is, we talked about kind of the rhythm trainer and working with that, how that works. Or we didn't talk about the rhythm trainer. We talked about, Automator and the warm-up for practice mode. Now let's go to Pro Metronome, and it's got something called the rhythm trainer. So we can randomize that, and we can say, okay, I want you to play one bar. I did not practice this, so let's see how this goes. I want you to play one bar, and I want you to mute one bar. Okay, so I'm going to turn the rhythm trainer on, and it's going to play 1, 2, 3, 4, mute, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's playing one bar, muting two bars. I can do where it mutes two bars. Let's do that. Let's see how far we can go. You see, I got a little off on that last one, okay? So that's a great device. Now, you can put it to where it blinks, so you can kind of follow the blinking light and keep your time and wean yourself off of that. This is a great tool. This is one of my favorite tools for working on your time. Now, we have a visual display over the muted bars, so I can actually put that up, and when it mutes, 2, 3, 4, it's going to visually display when it's muting those bars so that I can see that. Then we have the randomize. That means it's gonna randomly drop out. So that's fun, because you never know how many bars it's going to mute. If it's going to, like, you don't know. You don't know if you'll be in the middle of a fill. So that's a really fun tool to play. And whenever it mutes it for like three bars and you're like, am I still? And you come back in on, it's like this big feeling of accomplishment. But I would keep that, kind of low at first. Keep the amount that it actually mutes low at first. So the rhythm trainer on Pro Metronome is great. And I don't think that Tempo has that. They may, I don't know for sure. Let's just look. I don't think they do. I haven't been able to find it. Maybe if you buy a more beefed up version. No, I don't see that. Yeah, they have a lot more control when it comes to external input devices and iRig blue boards and proximity sensor actions and all that stuff. You can do it with the remote control, but when it comes to rhythm trainers, it really doesn't, not that I know of. You may prove me wrong. I spend more time with Pro Metronome because I started on Pro Metronome and I tend to like it better. The sounds in Tempo are better as far as that's concerned. Okay, let's go to polyrhythms, and then we'll go to set list. So polyrhythms, if you click the top right-hand corner and then look down at the bottom, so click the top right-hand corner, that note, it's going to take you to the subdivisions. Look below that, and on the right, bottom right-hand side, it says polyrhythm. If you'll click that, Then it's going to take you to this screen. The top part of that is going to be the tempo that you're at, the time signature that you're at. So if you want to keep it in 4/4, just leave it there. You can adjust which accents are there. But then you want to, the important thing down here is we can set the polyrhythm. So you can set it per beat or per bar. I'm going to do it per beat. And we're gonna slow this down. Let's slow this down to like 75 BPM. And I'm going to go back in here. And when I start it, it's going to give me a 3 against 2 rhythm. No, why is it not giving me a 3 against 2 rhythm? Let's see here. There it is. Why is this important? Well, you can hear what that sounds like. So hearing the polyrhythm, because a polyrhythm is actually just a rhythm until we put the poly in it, right? It's just a rhythm until we subdivide over it. So if I'm sitting here, why is this thing not playing? Oh, I see. I've still got the rhythm trainer on. So don't try to rhythm train while doing polyrhythms. That was awesome. So I have this here. So by doing that, I can subdivide with those polyrhythms. Something that might help you is you can hear what it sounds like. For instance, let's do 3/5. Let's do that. That's too fast. Okay, you can do 2/5. And all that's going to do is help you get in your head how it sounds, and then they actually have a visualizer here where you can look and you can see visually where those notes line up. That helped me a lot whenever I was learning polyrhythms, was seeing how they're, and I had to write them out. I had to like listen to them and go, okay, I think that one's in between there. I had to write those out whenever I was coming up. So this does that for you. So the polyrhythm tool can be very useful in learning polyrhythms, learning how to play rhythms against rhythms, and learning how to play within those. If you're trying to work through like Gavin Harrison's book, you can set the polyrhythm for whatever the exercise is. It's a really helpful way to do that. Okay, so let's turn that off. Nope, that's the wrong place. So go back into subdivisions, bottom right-hand corner, click polyrhythm, it'll go back to normal. Then we're going to hit either swipe to the left on Pro Metronome or click on the set list button. So set list, you can set it to where it's only switches whenever you, let me get the set list up that I want. Let's see, that's not the set list I want. Let's do Robbie Johnson. That's fine. Okay, great. Great. I'm done. There it is. Why is it not switching? There it is. Okay, so I've got this set list, and you can set it to only switch when you hit it. So I've got auto switch off, so it's at 108, then the next song is at 90 BPM, and it will only switch if I click it. So we're clicking over to 90. The cool thing is you don't have to stop one to start the other one. And so what we can do is down at the bottom, you'll see auto switch, and we can set that for on. When we set that for on, you can go into each of these individual songs, set that to on, and you can go in, and when you hit edit, you can click for how long, I do believe. Let's see here. You can basically go in and decide how long that plays before it switches to the next one, okay? In the settings, you can decide, like, that's going to play for, you know, 4 bars or however many measures it may need to play. You can decide that before it switches. And so that's helpful in if you're doing something like the groove warm-up and you have 10 different grooves at 10 different tempos. Well, you can make you a groove warm-up set list and put it to switch every 8 measures, just set that, and then you can plug in the tempos for groove 1, groove 2, groove 3, and then when you start that, it's automated, so every 16 measures, it's just going to switch for you. And that's a big help. As well as playlists, I use playlists to help me remember where I am within a given exercise, so whatever I'm working on, I'll name the exercise something, and I'll put it in the playlist. When I put it in the playlist, I simply go back to that playlist, and I go, okay, cool, what was I working on here? Oh, I see here, and I can just pull up the tempos immediately and adjust from there, so I don't have to constantly be changing. So set lists are utilized in a variety of ways, as well as what I explained earlier, how you can send them to other people, and I utilize them on gig time a lot. But that's just going to kind of be a basic walkthrough of how I use the click. There's no set way. It's just like your practice time. Be inventive with it. But the farther you space your notes apart, the more it's going to work on your timing. ProNet Metronome has some great rhythm trainers and things like that that I like working through. So as far as a practice metronome, I enjoy Pro Metronome better. On the gig, I've been using tempo a lot more because there's more settings for gig time type things. And the set lists are easier for me to adjust on the fly in tempo. But that's a basic walkthrough of clicks, kind of how they function now and how you can use them.